From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is strongly condemning today's attack by extremists on a U.S. consulate in Pakistan. Suicide bombers and gunmen tried to breach the perimeter of the heavily fortified compound. Sound of explosions and weapons fire sent people scrambling for cover. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reports at least four Pakistanis were killed.
Police said four heavily armed men in two cars had tried to smash their way into the US consulate. A gun battle broke out. They threw grenades into the compound, but did not reach their target. In all, there were three large explosions. Guards at the consulate checkpost were killed, as were the attackers. The first on a US facility in Pakistan in 5 years. And it comes after a statement from militants linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda said they'd focus more on military and foreign targets.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead. Rescuers in China are working to pull the remaining 36 or so workers out of a flooded coal mine. So far today, 115 miners have been rescued after spending more than a week underground. NPR's Louisa Lim says the miners ate sawdust and bark to stay alive during the ordeal.
They drank the murky black water which had flooded the mine and kept alive by hooking their belts to the shaft walls to stop themselves from drowning. Doctors said the miners were suffering hypothermia, severe dehydration and ulcerated skin after spending 8 days soaked through. It was some rare good news in China's mining industry, which is still the world's deadliest. But questions remain about why the mine management had sent so many men underground, despite knowing that water was leaking into the mine. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Golfer Tiger Woods says he's surprised by the positive reaction he's been getting during his practice round at the Masters.
Well, the past few months, it really put things in perspective for me and how much I have appreciated, or actually underappreciated, the fans in the game of golf.
Woods acknowledged again that he made what he called some incredibly poor decisions in his personal life, but he believes he can still win the Masters even after a 5-month layoff from competitive golf. The number of contracts for home sales is up sharply, up more than 8% in February. Walter Maloney is a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors. He says this month's numbers are also looking good as buyers scramble to qualify for a tax credit.
We've been hearing about a rise in home shopping activity over recent weeks, with more reports now of multiple offers in additional areas. So the March data could really demonstrate that we'll be seeing additional improvement for home buyers responding to the tax credit.
Also today, a new report shows the service sector of the economy expanding at its fastest pace in 2 years. Those economic numbers have been helping boost stock prices today. Before the closing bell, the Dow Industrials are up 46 points at 10,973. The Nasdaq is up 24. This is NPR News. Parts of Southern California are being shaken by scores of aftershocks today from Sunday's strong earthquake centered across the border in Mexico. NPR's Mondelit Del Barco is in Calexico, California. She says there are a lot of broken windows and other damage in the business district.
Most of the businesses here, the windows are knocked out, shelves are toppled over, all the merchandise is toppled over. Actually, this whole block full of stores, just as nobody will go in and possibly get hurt, because there's still some aftershocks that we can feel here. Basically, the whole downtown area is shut down for business.
NPR's Mondelit Del Barco reporting from Calexico, California. On Easter Monday in Washington, the place to be is the White House Easter egg roll. The Marine Band set the mood as thousands of children and their parents went swarming over the sun-drenched south lawn of the executive mansion, where they were welcomed by the president.
Happy Easter, everybody. We are thrilled that all of you could come.
Greeting was echoed by First Lady Michelle Obama.
Is this not the most perfect day for the Easter egg roll? You guys, we are so excited to have you. Welcome to the 2010 Easter egg roll. The theme for this year's event is Ready, Set, What? Go!
And then the races began as the children catapulted colored eggs across the White House lawn. The winners got specially autographed eggs by the President and First Lady. The Easter egg roll dates back to 1878 when Rutherford B. Hayes was president. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.